I'm Anjui James Soyez with JIS Evening News for Tuesday, May 30. Coming up, Planning Institute reports decrease in unemployment rate, Women's Center gets $183 million boost, and hoteliers encouraged to buy locally produced goods and services. The news in detail after the break.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free. So stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
Now the news. The Planning Institute of Jamaica is reporting a decrease in the unemployment rate for the January 2016 to January 2017 period. Director General of the PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, says the unemployment rate as at January 2017 is 12.7%, 0.6 percentage points lower than the rate recorded in January 2016 and 0.2 percentage points lower than the rate recorded for October 2016. He adds that 10 of the 16 industry groups reflected higher employment levels.
Increases in employment levels were recorded in construction, up 14,200 persons, real estate renting and business activities, which includes BPO, up 13,400 persons, and agriculture, hunting, forestry and fishing, up 6,700 persons.
Dr. Henry adds that the number of persons outside of the labor force went down by 11,900, while the total number of employed persons as at January 2017 stood at 1,185,700. He was speaking at the PIOJ quarterly press briefing on Tuesday. The Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation, WCJF, is to receive additional government support totaling $183 million. The agency, which provides training and care for adolescent mothers and their children, is expected to use the funds to expand its offerings, courses, and support mechanisms. Minister with Responsibility for Gender, Olivia Grange, says the allocation is critical and necessary.
An amount of $183,664,000 has been approved for the center, and the entity will be able to expand the facilities which it offers. We want to ensure that when adolescent mothers leave our program and are reintegrated into the formal school system, they would not have missed a step.
The minister, who was making her contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday, adds that steps will be taken to improve the academic component of the foundation, allowing it to qualify as a complete educational institution. Local hoteliers are being encouraged to buy locally produced goods through the Ministry of Tourism's innovative online initiative, the Jamaica Suppliers Directory, JSD. The directory aims to connect local manufacturers, suppliers, and service providers with purchasing managers in the hotel and tourist industry. So far, some 618 local suppliers are listed on the JSD under 7 categories.
Now we are able to say to the market, the suppliers exist at such a location, and therefore a network has been created so we can connect the suppliers with the buyers.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. The Jamaica Suppliers Directory is an initiative of the Tourism Linkages Network and may be accessed at tourismlinkages.net. And plans are in high gear for the staging of the Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference. The conference is set for widespread promotion with launch events in the United States on April 24 and 25 and in Canada on May 30. Acting Director of the Diaspora Affairs Department at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Lincoln Downer, says High Commissioner to the UK, Seth George Ramican, will launch the event in London on Thursday, June 1.
They'll speak to conference preparations as well as their own preparations for Jamaica 55. This time around, there is an effort to really draw in the participation of the second and third generation of Jamaicans. And in the UK context, we're looking at four generations, so it's second, third, and fourth. They actually have been intrinsically involved in the diaspora movement.
Mr. Downer was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference will be held over the period July 23 to 26 at the Jamaica Conference Center downtown Kingston under the theme Partnering for Growth. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.